I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Mac and Rita, another lousy attempt to mimic the classic Tom Hanks comedy Big. Let me tell you something, there really should be a movie where people have rules of surviving an aging comedy or a body swap comedy, since Scream taught its characters the rules of surviving a horror movie. For now, we have to deal with this lame plot in which Elizabeth Lail plays a struggling young writer who feels like she's an old woman in the body of a 30-year-old. She goes on a bachelorette weekend in Palm Springs where she comes across a tanning bed owned by Simon Rex and comes out of it in the form of Diane Keaton. Mac is the writer's name for the record, and she poses as her Aunt Rita on Instagram when she posts pictures for her dopey boss played by Patty Harrison and manages to connect with her dog walker played by Dustin Mulligan. And many other talents like Taylor Page, Wendy Malick, Lois Smith, Amy Hill, and Martin Short in a voice cameo role during a mushroom scene are wasted. The way to really understand Diane Keaton's talents is to look back at her original films like The Godfather, Annie Hall, Father of the Bride, or Something's Gotta Give. Mac and Rita is embarrassing, stupid, poorly acted, insipid, boring, terrible, and lackluster all the way through, one star. If you like this review and my upcoming movie reviews, please follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.